So, do you know how this is going? I mean, are we playing first?
We're getting ready to go. Are you guys ready?
Are we ready to play? Is that what we're going to do first?
That's where we're going, yep.
All right.
Let's talk.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right.
We've
got live music with Linda Small, Michael's sister, Pete Christlieb, Michael's brother-in-law, Sam O'Miltich in our studios. You guys, let's fire it up right away. What do you say?
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Ready, go.
Thank you.
right. Pete Christlieb on tenor sax, Linda Small on trombones, with Samo Miltich on guitar, live in Studio One at Northern Community Radio Studios, KAXE on the river in downtown Grand Rapids. And Linda, tell us what that song was.
I Should Care.
I Should Care. We certainly should. And thank you guys for coming in. We're going to be visiting with them, with the musicians, in a little bit, but we want to hear more music. First, though, I want to turn it over to Michael Small, Linda's brother, and I think Chris Juleson in there in studio, too, with them. What's what do you know?
Good news.
Yeah, we've got a longtime listener from Brit. It's Deb, and she came in at her own level. She's making spaghetti today. That's what's cooking. She's been a listener for a long time, been on again, off again as a member, and she really likes what we do and decided to become a member again today. Thank you very much, Deb. We appreciate your membership.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to turn it back over to Scott and Pete and Linda and Sam.
All right. Well, I just want to mention the last three calls have come in have been all new members, and we still have more matches for new members to call in. If you call and become a new member, an additional $50 will be added to the value of your pledge. And thanks for listening to this live, rare live session in our studios with Linda Small, Michael's sister, on trombone, Pete Christlieb on tenor, Samo Miltich back in our studios. Good to see you guys again. Good to see you, Samo. All right, yeah. Well, Linda, if you take a minute now and scoot up to this mic and tell us what you're going to play next, and then get time to set up our... You want Pete? Pete, can you tip that mic up and just tell us what you guys are going to play next, and then tip it back down because we want to get our sound right.
Okay. I got it.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, we'll do I Remember April, okay?
Oh, okay.
I Remember April.
Okay.
I'll Remember April. Okay, now, Pete, I need you to tip that mic down again so your sax, we can pick up your sax well. Sorry about that. I'll Remember April with our, this is a little kind of a warm-up for what you can hear tonight at the VFW Club in Grand Rapids from 7 to 9, because Pete and Linda are going to be sitting in with Sam and his trio at the VFW. All right, I'll Remember April. 800-662-5799. If you want to make a call and pledge, do it right now while we're listening to the music. Thank you. On behalf of everyone listening, I'm applauding. And we're speaking with, or we're listening to Pete Chrisleib on tenor sax, Linda Small on trombone with Samuel Miltich on guitar. Hey, you guys, I'd like you to scoot up to these mics now and chat a little and get to know, especially Pete and Linda, a little better. And Samuel, I want to begin with you, though, and say, how do you, I'm just amazed at how musicians can get together jazz musicians, especially on such short notice. You guys have never been together before.
No, as I can tell. I'm not sure about the if the guitar player made it happen, but certainly trying.
Well, still,
here.
What's going on in and Pete and Linda, feel free to join in this discussion. You know, you guys have never played together before. You jump in, you do a 5-minute rehearsal, and how do you pick up on one another as the piece unfolds?
Well, for me, it's like. If you're a baseball player, it's not a big deal to go play with another team. You know, you kind of know what you're supposed to do.
You know the rules, the positions.
But this is creative baseball.
Creative baseball.
Very creative baseball. Drive a manager crazy.
You know,
a lot of bad boys and girls.
We make up stuff as we go along. You know, we kind of take it to another level, you know. And that's what's fun about it. That's what jazz is all about. And gives you the opportunity to make new music over whatever chords you're playing, and we just use that tune and the first tune as a vehicle to create music, I think. The first thing I learned to do was to play, take the chords and play, and then and listen to other people, how they were able to improvise their way through music, and you pick up little things from everybody. I don't think it's any different. Any other profession, lawyers learn from lawyers. Great athletes learn from great athletes. And
you learn more from by listening than by your eyes. You use your ears, not your eyes.
Mm. That's Linda Small with Pete Christley. They're from Southern California. Pete, you have a long and storied career in playing in many jazz ensembles. I have some CDs that Michael Poland brought to my attention. Pete Christlieb, Warren Marsh, a quintet. Pete Christlieb, Quartet Live. We've got Pete Christlieb, for heaven's sakes. We've got, and you played with the Gary Irwin Jazz Orchestra. I also, Michael told me you played for 20 years with the Tonight Show Band. And, you know, a lot of people think that, you played 20 years with Tonight Show Band. It must be an established jazz musician who makes a lot of money, right? It's always a hustle, though, isn't it?
Well, the one thing that we need is to be able to play and go places and play. And it's not about making for jazz. It's not about making a whole lot of money. It's about being able to play and spread your music around. And what the Tonight Show did for me over the years, we played a show every day, and I had a pretty good chance to play jazz all the time on the Tonight Show, and people heard me play, and that was I would consider that a gift of being able to be exposed to millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And after the show, there was this built-in familiarity with what I do in a lot of places. Mostly schools would come, you know, would call me and say, we want you to come out and play with our band. And that's a great source of not only an opportunity to play, but you put yourself in the capacity of being... a teacher,
yeah,
and passing on what you've learned to these people and give them something to take into their careers too. And for me, it's enlightening people as to what's going on today. I think that's the most important thing that's happening today.
Linda, Michael, your brother, told me that you started out, you went to the New England Conservatory of Music, you played for the Boston Pops, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. How does a classical trombonist learn jazz?
The first exposure actually I had was in a school, a summer camp outside of San Francisco in Stockton. And there was a man there that had a jazz band, and in the late 60s. It was really quite amazing. He had a school band where he would record his band, and they would have a record every year, which was pretty amazing down at that time. anyway, I was the best trombone player, so he says, well, you're going to be principal in the band, but, you know, you obviously don't know anything. So he took me aside, and he laid all kinds of records on me, and I'd get up at 6 in the morning and go listen to music, and he taught me how to phrase, which was one of the biggest things. And then I always
explain a little more by what you mean by that.
Oh, how to in classical music, when a series of notes is written, I mean, it might be like if you have eighth notes, it's da 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 da, and in jazz you'd be going boo ba da boo da boo da boo do. I mean, it would be written the same way, but it's phrased entirely differently. And so he exposed me to that part of it. And then actually I played in Detroit. I did a lot of things. I played a lot of Motown dates and did things like with the Stylistics and the Dramatics and the Four Tops and Leslie Uggam and Gladys Knight and the Pips and those sorts of things. And I played in a couple of big bands there. And I always had the bug, but I just didn't really know how to kind of connect with it. And that really happened when I came to California, and it took a while. It's not something that just somebody waves a magic wand and you know how to improvise. It's something that you have to basically immerse yourself into it and listen. And so I've spent, and then of course I met Pete, which was wonderful. And we have our own group, and so. But I worked on it a lot, I listened a lot, and. And there's a lot of tools available out today, too, as well, things that can help you. Jim Ebersole Records, kind of a music minus one that you play along with. And I also ran into a lot of people that helped me, a lot of great teachers.
That's great. That's Linda Small, our volunteer, Michael Small's sister on trombone, Pete Christleib on tenor. They're joined by Samo Miltich on guitar. And Samo, you know, Pete played with one of your buddies, Dave Carr, last Sunday.
You've
recorded a whole CD with Dave.
I actually called Dave Sunday before he played with Pete, which I didn't know. It just happened to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with some chord I'm working on. And he said, I got to go, man. I got to get out the door. I got this gig with Pete Christleib. So we'll talk later, man.
All right.
Keep working on that G13 flat 9. I'll get back to you on it.
Coming up in a few minutes is the World Cafe, our daily program, a couple hours of music and interviews with musicians continuing this afternoon from noon to 2, and Kari Hedlund's in it too with new music from 2 to 4. But before we go, Samo, you were in Florida last week, and tell us who you got to play with.
I got to play with the Minnesota Twins. No. I watched the Minnesota Twins. No, I had a pretty neat experience. A friend of mine, Henry Blackburn, who some of the listeners from up here might remember.
Henry up?
Yeah, Henry has played at the VFW, and he set up a gig for me down in Tampa Bay area, and I got to play with John Lamb. And for those who don't know who John Lamb is, he... has played with a lot of players, but he was Duke Ellington's last bassist, and also played with Ella Fitzgerald and Sonny Stitt. So for me, it was living the dream.
Wow.
And so grateful that I had the opportunity. Would have never been able to do it had it not been for Henry. So
what was the context of your playing? Where were you playing? Did you have a club? Or?
No, it was a community center with a lot of very old people who really loved the music. And it was kind of special because it was Henry's 90th. Birthday and my 30th, so we got to celebrate it by playing jazz together and playing with John Lamb.
Oh, nice.
So that was the context, but I'm hoping, you know, it doesn't hurt to go to Tampa Bay area in early March, so maybe I can make it an annual gig or something.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, that's Samo Miltich, yeah. And Pete Christleib and Linda Small will join Sam tonight at the VFW Club from 7 to 9. You won't forget it if you can make it, and we'll probably pack the house tonight, I think, don't you?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. It's always a great time there. Good scene. And, boy, thank you all for coming in today. Pete, I wanted to mention, I mentioned that you played with the Tonight Show Band, but I also know you've played with a lot of other fine musicians. And I'm maybe asking you to brag a little, but tell us about the Ella Fitzgerald. Have you played with Ella?
I did.
These are some of my jazz heroes.
I spent a lot of time with 35 years really playing with Louis Belson's band.
Oh, yeah.
I met Louis in a very, very young age when I was playing with different bands. I was playing with Woody Herman, and Louis Belson came in and sat right in front of me, and sitting next to him was Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I did get play with both of those. I played a couple concerts with a big band that Dizzy was fronting. And Louis Belson was, we were on the road with Pearl Bailey for many years.
That was her, Pete, or... yes.
Louis married Louis to was, Pearl.
And Pearl were married, yeah.
Yeah, and so Louis was doing, this is how this happens. It's like, how do you get the greatest job in the world that only 18 guys are going to be able to work for 20 years on the greatest job in the world, you know? You have to be in the right place at the right time and really know the right people to be with, you know? And so Louis was doing the Tonight Show from, it was when they came out from New York to California for a couple of weeks a year. You know, it was like Jackie Gleason took his whole show to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, and so the Tonight Show went to California just to warm up, I think, you know.
And then they stayed.
But they got so happy about doing the show in California, they decided to move the show to California. And being one of the guys in the band, every time they came out from New York, that's how I was like gonna. We would play behind Johnny Carson and Doc and Louis and everything for little concerts around the area, and then we would do the Tonight Show. And then they moved out, and really it was great to be able to get a call to do that because you know how it was. We went in at 3 in the afternoon, and we rehearsed all these great people. You know, these people would come in to sing on the show. Joe Williams, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, you know. You get to see all these people. Wow.
Yeah.
And work with all these people. Who have you worked with? Oh, everybody twice. You know, and then the show's over at 6:30. So I go out and I play it in clubs.
Oh, nice.
You know, so and once in a while, it in the early days there were a lot of recording things happening,
mm-hmm.
And I did some recording after the Tonight Show. A lot of things that became kind of popular.
I got one question I've always wondered because these late night shows, they have great bands behind them.
Yeah.
And if you're watching them on TV, you get like 30 seconds at most of the music. That after they go to the commercial, do you guys get to keep performing for the audience in the studio?
I did.
That sounds like fun.
I did my best work behind Alpo dog food commercials. It's just... And we always had to keep an eye out, you know, because if you remember anything about the Tonight Show, there were so many commercials, and then all of a sudden they're back to the show, and the band's still playing, and you have to keep one eye open. If I was happened to be playing a solo or something, you have to keep your eye on the monitor down there in front where Doc is standing.
And Doc Severinsen.
And when you see Johnny, you stop playing. First time I didn't, and he looked at me. And he was fingers on the desk like this, and he says, "We're back now." And I went, I was wondering where I was going to work tomorrow. You know, it was really scary. I said, "Oops."
Wow.
You know, so from then on, you know, most of us play with our eyes closed.
Oh.
Not in that situation.
Okay.
You know.
Well, Pete Chrislieb, tenor saxophonist, Linda Small, trombone, and Samuel Miltich, thanks for stopping by this morning. We'll see you tonight at the VFW, huh?
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Going to have the trio there tonight, too?
Yep. All right.